From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Something strange is happening in biomedical research. The federal government typically sets the direction of basic research in this country by deciding what to fund. But the Bush administration has placed restrictions on federal funding of human embryonic stem cell research, and that has led several state governments to take the unusual step of spending their own money on stem cell research. This may sound like a good thing, but as NPR's Joe Palca reports, it may slow the search for therapies.
Whether they deserve it or not, embryonic stem cells have come to represent potential salvation for many people suffering from incurable diseases.
This is why we are not waiting for anyone to do it for us. We are creating the action right here in California.
By action, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger means a ballot measure approved by California voters that provides $300 million a year for stem cell research for the next decade. And California isn't alone in its faith in embryonic stem cells. At a meeting this week in Hartford, Connecticut Governor Jody Rell said the ultimate goal of her state's $10 million annual funding for stem cell research was to find therapies for a wide range of diseases.
We want to help people, and we want to be prepared to help those in the future who will be looking to us right here in Connecticut to say, boy, it all came to pass in Connecticut.
But with cures years, if not decades away, Connecticut's support for stem cell research isn't only about health.
It's also about our self-interest.
Paul Pescatello is president and CEO of Cure, a consortium of Connecticut biotech companies. He says spending money on stem cell research will attract venture capital and biotech companies to the state, all good for the state economy.
There are only going to be a few cutting-edge stem cell research centers built around the world, whether Cambridge, England, or Cambridge, Massachusetts, or Connecticut, and they're all getting rooted right now. So we have gotten in the game, and we will be one of those stem cell research centers.
And Pescatello doesn't worry that his state's funding is dwarfed by California's.
Their $300 million is spread over probably over 100 institutions in California. The Connecticut dollars, the $10 million a year, are spread among really two or three or four institutions.
But balkanizing funding is bound to cause problems. The fruits of federally funded research are available equally to all. Will Californian cures be only for Californians? And what happens when Yale and Stanford want to collaborate? Connecticut and California have different ethical and legal guidelines governing how their research money is spent. Susan Stain is a lawyer who's been working on stem cell regulations. She says only a half dozen states have active stem cell programs now, so the complications can be worked out. But Stain says the problem will escalate.
Because many other states are putting their hats in the ring. New York has a major initiative that it's announced. Florida is considering a major funding initiative. And several other states are considering moving into this field in a way that would support the science. And I think that as additional states become players, I think the potential number of differences might only increase.
And there's another problem, deciding what to fund. The National Institutes of Health relies on scientific advisory panels to help it decide which research projects deserve funding. Harold Varmus is the president of Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center and former director of the NIH. He says states may have trouble doing that.
The difficulty, of course, is that there is a finite number of established senior investigators who will be willing to serve on these review bodies in many states and for institutions.
And with each state acting independently, there could be unnecessary duplications in research.
It makes a lot more sense to have a federal research policy than to have state-by-state policies.
Even so, Varmus is backing New York State's plans to get into the stem cell funding game.
The states are sending an important message. They're saying the public endorses this. That is a message which I hope within a couple of years, the federal government will be able to respond to.
Even states that have stem cell programs are hoping that as well. Joe Palca, NPR News.
And you can follow the stem cell funding debate and a timeline and also find out what's fact and what's fiction in stem cell science at npr.org.